Me and my friend Billy Heaney, we're about the same age, you know. I'm 37, man. It was about 10 years ago. We're about 27, you know. And we were hanging around in the bar where we grew up. And so we were talking to each other, you know, reminiscing. And specifically one night, at this particular time, me and Heaney were reminiscing about teenage masturbation. Plain old adolescent hardcore jacking off, man. That's all I was gonna say. We were, you know, talking about little secrets and shit and everything. We were older now and everything. And we were talking about who you used to think of. Because we didn't know that we fantasized. We thought about people. A lot of guys thought about movie stars. And a lot of guys thought about girls in the neighborhood. I always did, because they seemed more possible, you know? Hey, this can happen. Brings up a few, doesn't it? And while we're talking, this is so beautiful, because it wouldn't be funny if he didn't really say it to me. And he says, did you ever do Betty Ryan? I said, yeah. He said, how was she, man? Well, I believe in masturbation. I think if God had intended us not to masturbate, he would have made our arms shorter. You know? Hey, I can't reach nothing. Come here. Hey, give me a hand, will you? Come here, come here. Come here, come here. Hey, you want a job? That's how phrases are started, man. Well, I just think if you're going to masturbate, man, you know, like, well, treat yourself right. Don't just drag yourself in there again and use yourself. Bring home flowers. How about a movie and a quiet dinner for one? And be coy with yourself, you know?
I don't wanna.
Oh, come on, honey. For me?
It's all you ever think about.
One thing I never did was accept money from myself, you know? I never bought any, boy. One time I caught myself with another hand. Never let your left hand know. Big trouble. There's another little part of pre-adolescent sexuality, pre-adolescent good feelings, something just on the threshold of innocence and wonder. And so it's little girl getting involved with the banister. It's quite innocent, it's quite nice. It's quite okay, but it's especially built for her. Young males can go up against any flat surface they want. Little girl seeks the banister out, the banister knows. The banister is sensitive to all of this. But you'll see the girl over there. What are you doing at the banister? Just talking, Mom. Oh, what's the use? Mom, Dad, I'd like you to meet the banister.
What do you do for a living, son?
I'm a handrail.
Think you can support my daughter?
I'll support anyone who will hold the handrail. That's right, the handrail loves it. The banister wants to be slid down. You girls, take a chance. Don't cheat, don't go down sideways, side saddle, both legs off to the left. It's like premature withdrawal, it's like dry humping, doesn't mean anything. Bannister wants you to straddle up good and come on down!